This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 106 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we're going to discuss, along with a recommended reading that we'll share that goes along with each of the trends. We then end our podcast episode by looking into the crystal ball and making predictions about the upcoming 2 weeks. So, Abby, start us off by talking about the four trends.
Thank you, Tim. Yes, we have four trends. And the way we did, as we always do, we looked at all of the articles that we flipped into our Flipboard magazine, and we did a rough count and discovered that these were the topics that sort of bubbled up to the top in terms of just sheer number of articles. So number one, as has been number one for the past few months, hardware and software in general. Now, this time around, we're rolling AR and VR articles into hardware and software because there were only a handful, but they were certainly interesting software applications that were recently announced. We saw a lot of discussion about 5G and the implications of a 5G network that might be set up sometime in the upcoming years in the United States. Everybody, I don't think this is true just for educational technology, everybody saw articles about self-driving vehicles, and they've been seeing these for quite a while, but certainly when we're thinking about AI and making breakthroughs in AI, self-driving vehicles do come up. New smart glasses. Everybody, I think, who's listening probably remembers Google Glass and all of the different attempts to do something similar. We saw at least two new versions from different companies come out in the, at least make the media in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And they were quite interesting. We saw a lot about voice recognition, perhaps because Amazon Echo was advertised heavily during the Super Bowl, which was recent, and there was a lot of discussion about Alexa's capabilities, but there was also discussion from Google and discussion from Apple with their own voice recognition system coming out. We saw reviews of new laptops. We saw some coming together for styluses in terms of coming up with some guidelines for styluses that work across multiple platforms. We also saw, as we said, AR and VR applications announced. Our recommended reading for hardware and software as a topic this episode is The Web is Dead, Long Live the Internet by Chris Anderson and Michael Wolff for Wired. Tim, I think you and I were talking earlier. Well, I know we were talking earlier, and I think we were agreed that this was a really interesting article and discussion about the transition from the popularity of the web and the openness of the web to the specificity of apps and the growing popularity of using apps, especially the more we use smart devices and the less time we're actually on laptops or desktops. But it's a very well-written, very interestingly reasoned article about the decline of the web and the rise of the apps. Number two in our trending is digital citizenship. Wow, this was a hot topic in the past couple of weeks. There were all sorts of things from Twitter's fake followers, and what are we calling this, Twittergate? The idea of bots on Twitter, or the idea that you can buy X number of followers from nefarious companies. The societal impact of social media generally. Facebook is taking hit after hit about this, especially in the past few weeks where people, it was in the last few weeks that was reported that Facebook for the first time ever was actually declining in popularity as opposed to increasing. There was a number of articles about net neutrality support from unusual places, including big tech companies, saying that they'd like to see net neutrality reinstated. We also saw a lot of new initiatives to teach digital citizenship to young people, notably NSERT and Google, and this is actually going on in India. They have announced a whole curriculum of digital citizenship modules for people to learn more about how to be a good digital citizen. A recommended read for this topic is Former Google Design Ethicist: Relying on Big Tech in Schools is a Race to the Bottom. This is by Jenny Abamu for EdSurge. I hope that I'm pronouncing the name correctly. My apologies if I'm not. But this was a great article about why we shouldn't trust big tech in schools. Kind of reminded us, Tim, as we were talking earlier, about getting all your nutrition from fast food. There's nothing wrong with fast food, but you don't want it to be the only thing that you're using if you're trying to maintain a balanced diet. So moving on to the third big trend, online learning. Online learning is a perennial favorite. It's certainly been a major trend most of the time for the past few years. Interestingly, we saw an article about U.S. News and World Report's rankings calculations, how the rankings are calculated for the best online schools. It's an interesting read. Misuse of chatbots in higher ed. Or recommendations for not using chatbots. Communicating with professors, different ways of communicating with your professors when you are an online student, and a variety of other articles that were similar in nature, kind of how-tos, reflections on, recommendations for. Our recommended read, Study Suggests Why Liberal Arts Colleges Can Create Online Courses by Lindsay McKenzie for Inside Higher Ed. It's actually kind of an odd title, but it's a very good article. It's the results of a Teagle Foundation initiative, which provided grants to liberal arts colleges in the United States to create online and hybrid courses. And the results of doing that, which were surprising, even when faculty members were very satisfied with what had been created, it didn't necessarily translate into satisfaction among students or achievement among students. So it makes for a very interesting read. And finally, our number four trend, cybersecurity. There were a number of issues reported about software vulnerabilities, cyber attacks, potential cyber attacks. And there was a lot of discussion about the open nature of schools and universities and institutions like that, where it becomes particularly easy to attack because of the broad openness of the institution. The ethos of the institution is to remain as open as possible. And having said that, our recommended reading is 1 in 10 Phishing Emails Fool Users in Education Field by Rhea Kelly for Campus Technology. And this is a report from, or an article that pulls from the report, the 2018 State of the Fish report from Wombat Security Technologies. And it's an interesting observation that so many of these phishing schemes actually do meet with some success in a university setting. And Tim, you and I, we're professors and we work in university settings, and I think we can sympathize that it's very easy. You're being inundated with emails and that you have to look at because you are expecting to see a lot of email from people you don't know. And it's very easy to just accidentally click on the wrong thing while you're trying to be open and accessible to everyone. So those are our four trends and our four recommended readings.
So as a reminder, we share the links to these recommended readings on our website at trendsandissues.com. So Abby, now let's peer into the crystal ball. What are our predictions for the upcoming 2 weeks? What do we believe we will see as far as trends go?
That is an interesting question, Tim. We certainly think we're going to continue to see more about software and hardware with VR in the mix. However, we don't think that VR and AR, for the time being anyway, are going to become a dominant trend as they had been for quite a while. What we're seeing now is VR and AR reported, and we're including it as part of the software and hardware reports. Citizenship is going to be huge. Digital citizenship has become a very hot topic in the last few months, and we expect that to expand. Online learning will continue to be a hot topic, as it has always been. Learning research. We did start seeing in the past week or so a number of articles starting to emerge, reports of research projects. And perhaps it's simply that time of year when we're seeing more things that have been recently published in the academic journals and reported by the media. But we hope to see more about that. And we see similar. We see a number of articles that just started coming out last week or so on Open Educational Resources, OER. And we have been hoping that we would see more about this for quite some time, but we're starting to see more just recently, and I don't know if this is actually prognosticating this or whether this is just wishing this to be true, but we're hoping and vaguely expecting to see more articles about OER in the coming months. Those are our crystal ball predictions.
Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 106 of our podcast. We'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. You can listen to past episodes of our podcast and view the recommended readings by visiting our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on February 23rd.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.